We'll get going. So what's up, everybody? This is Austin, and I'm here talking with a Mr. Jonathan Moses from Atari. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Wonderful. We're here actually, I think, primarily to talk about their upcoming game, Centipede Infestation, which, as I understand, is a sort of reimagining of the original Centipede, yes?
Yes, very much so.
And, well, you know, one thing I was curious about, I played the game at E3 this year at Atari's booth, and a lot of people who hadn't played the game yet had this impression, because it's a reimagining, that it would have, you know, almost bland, trying to take advantage of the brand name type gameplay. And what I saw was that it was actually more of a totally different game in a lot of respects. So what's your input on, you know, how negative of a light these reimaginings have been painted in, and how is Centipede different than that in this time around?
Sure. Well, you know, I think your comment's very fair. You know, there have been a lot of remakes of a lot of different video games through time, and they range the gamut from just sort of reskins of the same game to, you know, something that's not recognizable as the original at all.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, you know, with Centipede, we really started this from the beginning of, you know, if we took sort of the core DNA of what Centipede was, which, you know, fun arcade game, shooting bugs, and with some other stuff, like the idea of, like, the mushrooms coming out of, like, you shoot the bug and it turns into the mushrooms.
Yeah.
You know, what can we take from that but really not reskin it, but really take it and make a game from the ground up for today's gamer? Like, what do gamers today like in a, or expect in a game? You know, you expect action value, you expect, you know, story and cinematics, you expect, you know, action and variety with sort of character progression as you go. And so that's really what we did with Centipede, is we said we want to make a Centipede game for today.
Yes, and that is really what it comes off as. It's definitely not a, hey, let's reskin this game with better graphics. It is a totally different game in most respects. So that certainly was refreshing, to say the least. But it's developed by WayForward, right?
Yeah, and let me just put a plug in for them. Like, a fantastic team to work with. They've got a huge pedigree on Nintendo platforms, and I've been a big fan of their games for a long time.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, their last game was, I don't know. They did A Boy and His Blob. They did Contra 4. A huge regimen of really, really high-quality games for Nintendo systems. So in that respect, it actually surprised me pleasantly before I had played, when I heard they were developing it, because they do really, really good work. And are you... You're part of Atari, right? Not WayForward.
Yeah, no, I'm the Atari producer. I was fortunate to work with WayForward, but Atari pays my.
Yeah. How long have they been developing it?
So, you know, that's a the original idea, sort of talking with WayForward about this, goes back a couple of years. It started out as, you know, basically, you know, Atari, we have this great library of IP, and it started with a call to a bunch of different developers with our IP and asking them what they would do with it. And WayForward came up with this idea, and it's been about trying to come up with, you know, really timing for them, timing for us. Mm-hmm. And I would say, you know, development in, you know, the actual nuts and bolts of development have been just about a year, over a year.
Okay, so from the start of when WayForward really got their hands into the creation process, if I can ask, what other developers did you bring the idea to?
I'm not going to tell you any of them.
Okay.
But there were several. We had, I mean, and the ideas ranged the gamut from a reskinning of Centipede, which was, you know, reading the pitch, it was totally kick-ass. The art was beautiful.
Yeah.
I think the WayForward pitch resonated with us, because it was quirky, and it had, like, a great story and kind of a whole backstory to the way Centipede worked, and the reason the universe got to be the way it was. We just fell in love with, and there are actually, like, I mean, deep down, some of the other ideas we heard for it, I would like to make also. I think that there's you know, they're all like really good game ideas that I would love to play, but this one grabbed us as the one we wanted to go with first.
Did you can I have any hints possibly at those other ideas, teasers perhaps?
So I would say, like, I mean, if you take the original Centipede and just reskin it with glorious art and effects like you see on other games, and you know, just modern Twitch arcade with no story or anything behind it other than just shooting stuff.
Yeah, because the first one has solid gameplay that still definitely holds up today, and a lot of people are interested in seeing the what would this game look like nowadays, and that's definitely something that I think interests people, so maybe we will see that down the line.
Oh, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that original game was, like, it's still incredibly hard. Like, with it, but, you know, and I think that was another thing we were looking at, I mean, especially with Centipede Infestation for the Wii and the 3DS, is grabbing a, you know, like, the Nintendo platforms have just a really wide audience from, mm-hmm. you know, from gamers to kids to really mass consumer, and Centipede Infestation has been built with, you know, it's got three difficulty settings, it's got co-op, and it, I think it scales really well. Like, I love playing it with my 7-year-old, and, you know, we go through the story on the Wii and play it on the 3DS. It's a blast.
Yeah, I was actually going to talk about that is, when I played it at E3, I did not know it was co-op initially, and when I heard that, I was just like, this game would be so fun to pull some friends together and just shoot, because it's really fast-paced. It gets a little bit hectic and has such a perfect atmosphere for just a lot of, like, laughing and sort of screaming at each other for goofing up and stuff. So that's definitely something that made me really happy, because, you know, solid game in and of itself, add co-op, and that takes it to a whole nother level for me. But earlier, I think this is something a lot of people will be interested to hear about, myself included. You said that developers came to you with pitch ideas. Is that generally how development works, or is that just these type of games?
You know, it's a mix. You know, like, there are publishers, and I've been with Atari for a little while, but I've been at other publishers too, and it works the same, where sometimes it's the publisher going after specific developers and asking for, you know, development on specific IP, like, you know, Atari contacting developers and saying, hey, what would you do with this? And sometimes it's developers calling us up and going, hey, we've got this great idea for using this IP of yours, or doing a sequel, or here's this crazy game we've come up with that has nothing to do with any of the past, but we think it would be great. And you know, at Atari, we've done a lot with all of those pickups to ideas that we've gone after and really wanted to make, to people bringing us something that we never expected.
A lot of people sort of assume the idea is like, oh, this developer has an idea, and then they can automatically just kind of do it, and it happens. But there's a really big process that goes into, you know, pitching the idea, finding a publisher, or the publisher pitching an idea to the developers, and it's interesting to hear about how that's a mix. But I'm changing gears just a little bit. So the plot of Centipede Infestation has to do with a boy named Max, is that correct?
Yes.
Who sort of is stuck in this post-apocalyptic world filled with the one thing that everybody hates in the world, centipedes and various other creatures and whatnot. The original Centipede, from what I gather anyhow, the plot was quite a bit different, and I assume you know the majority of the developers had played the original. But for those who aren't aware, the idea of the first one was that you play as a garden gnome.
Yeah.
Is fighting off a centipede for whatever reason, and there's mushrooms and stuff. Was there a particular reason you abandoned that original plot?
Other than playing as a garden gnome. No, you know, I think that I don't think that anybody who played the original Centipede would look at it and go like, oh, I'm playing as a garden gnome.
Yeah, I certainly did not.
No, I learned about the garden gnome idea really from doing research online after we were already deep into the gameplay of Centipede. Like, we looked at Centipede not from the original story, but really from the core gameplay and building on that. And it was later on we went, Garden Gnome?
Yeah. Huh, I know that. Same reaction. Like, you play it, and it's like games from older generations, the NES, the SNES, those eras. People didn't tend to really think about why they were doing what they were doing, especially in older arcade games. And it's like, I just assumed I was a little figure with some sort of weapon fighting a centipede, and I didn't care why.
Yeah, and like, I mean, if you look at the cabinet art on those original cabinets, they have the big, you know, there's nothing in there that in any way suggests garden gnome.
Yeah, so, you know, I just sometimes wonder, like, why even have that anywhere, you know, saying, by the way, it's a garden gnome. I wonder if that's some sort of weird development thing that developers like to do back then, or I don't know.
I've no idea where that garden gnome idea came from, or even if that's accurate. Like I
that's, you know, true.
Just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's,
you know. I never really thought about that. I'm gonna have to find who that original developer was and send them an email. But the
story on Infestation.
Yes, this is the story of Infestation. So. Did that come entirely from WayForward then? Was that their whole push?
Totally WayForward. They've got really a lot of fun working with them on the story, but it started as their idea, and other than a little bit of feedback from me, it's really their baby. But the story is really cool. Essentially, I mean, we knew we had to have giant mutated bugs because that's kind of the game Centipede, and so it probably isn't a stretch to say, you know, post-apocalyptic, you know, mm-hmm. after nuclear war, but the story is really the missile command let one through, and so you sort of this hook to other Atari games and titles are kind of buried within Centipede as well. But anyway, so missile command let one through. The world has been irradiated. Bugs are growing. The people who are left are living in these basically bunkers. We don't see any of the other survivors. But what we do know is that there's Max, who's chosen to live out in the wasteland rather than be with people. And part of that is because of what happened to his family right after the war, or right after the attack. And you learn more of that through the story.
Okay.
So he's basically living out in the wasteland. And sees himself as Max the Bug Slayer, who he kills the bugs to help people, and because what else are you going to do living out in the wasteland?
Yeah. If you get kicked out by the people who are protecting you. I assume it was more to that than getting kicked out, yeah.
And it's really, the story is that he didn't like the way society was going, and he decided that he wanted to be a part of it.
So he made a moral decision there.
He decided.
Yeah, I'm going to leave, but... So I read, and I did not see any of this in particular at E3, but I read there's a sort of boy meets girl thing going on eventually in the story. Is that true, or is the internet lying?
So, no, in the very first, it's the internet lies.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
That one's actually true.
Okay.
So in the first movie, you'll see in the opening of the game, essentially, you'll see that Max meets Maisie. Maisie is this girl who, almost the polar opposite of Max, rather than killing the bugs, she's really found a way to, and you'll learn more about the backstory of where this comes from, but she has this ability to grow gardens in what was the wasteland, and where her gardens are, there's oxygen, and so people are able to live without gas masks and outside of their bunkers. And so she's kind of created this little side business where she creates these gardens through the wasteland and into some of the destroyed cities. And Max meets her and immediately is taken by her, by how different she is from the other people she's met.
Yeah.
And takes it upon himself to protect her from the bugs. And you know, from his perspective, he's protecting her. From her perspective, he's a bug magnet.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it starts out with them sort of tagging along together, going from gardens as they... learn more about each other and kind of what the post-apocalyptic world has meant to each of them. We learn more about their backstory and they become closer. So that's kind of the story that leads through the missions that the players go on.
Okay. And so perhaps after this game, the gardens that she creates is where the gnomes end up coming from.
Now it's mutated garden gnomes.
Yeah. Now it's a prequel to the original, and it all comes full circle. I am technically out of time. I was supposed to cut off at 10 minutes, but, you know, whatever. Editors can say what they want. I wanted to ask one more thing, because I think everyone is wondering about this. It has nothing to do with Centipede. I think I got everything I needed to there. But when are we, and we know it's a when, it's not an if, it's a when are we going to see the next Atari home console? When is the Atari 9800 coming out?
No comment.
Yeah, it's a bit of a PR trap, I think, that question. But okay, no comments on that. And I'm going to get out of here and start writing this up and getting ready to post it. So thank you very much for your time. And certainly feel free to, if you want, just shoot me another email and we can, you know, Skype whenever. And I'm more than happy to talk about, you know, whatever games might be coming down the pipeline. So let me know. Awesome. Yeah, let me know, and we will hopefully reconnect in the future.
Sounds good. Oh, the other thing I wanted to plug was for the 3DS on the like the Street Pass, and really taking advantage of the cool 3D graphics and connectivity with ad hoc multiplayer. I just wanted to plug in I'm sure at E3 you played the Wii version, but the 3DS is...
Yeah, the 3DS version actually crashed when I was in the middle of it, surprisingly.
Well, E3 was a funny demo. Like, we put it together a little bit more. You mentioned, like, at E3 we didn't show off co-op, which I think was a mistake.
Yeah.
And we built these levels to try and cram in a lot of gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
What we showed at E3 was much harder than the game starts out with now. So, I mean, it still has that absolutely frantic action pace, but it's not as soul-crushing as it was at E3.
Yeah, and I mean, as a journalist, if you can call it that, at E3, I think we all sort of have this idea of this game isn't complete. You know, there are the bugs that you might see, not literally, because there are bugs everywhere in this game, but the glitches that you might see aren't final. They won't be in the final game. And I didn't actually, I asked the person who was showing me around about Street Pass and things like that, and all he had said was they're considering it. So it's good to hear that is somewhere that the 3DS version will be taken. And it's, other than that, it's pretty similar to the Wii version, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, the story, the visuals, the gameplay, it's all very similar. I mean, obviously the controls are different, and, you know, one fully takes advantage of, like, you know, on the Wii, it's the nunchuck and the Wiimote, or the classic controller, also fully supported, and a blast to play with that. And on the 3DS, really take advantage of the cool 3DS features like Street Pass and the visuals and the ad hoc multiplayer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I got another question, if I can.
Of course.
There, I don't know if you would know quite as much about this as the developers themselves, but is there that you've gathered a similar development architecture between the 3DS and the Wii?
You know, when we started this project, it was we had that assumption, but really the 3DS and the Wii are dramatically different.
Really? Okay.
We learned a lot in making this game, some interesting internal postmortems on how to approach these. But, you know, I think we'd come at it assuming that, you know, making one would be a relatively straightforward port to the other, and it really wasn't like that at all.
Really? Because I think a lot of people have actually heard differently from many developers, so that's definitely interesting to hear. And certainly something to think about. So
yeah, I think every game has its own, and I've been making games for a long time, and one of the things I love about it is that every project's really different.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you look at the other games that are on the 3DS, there's nothing else quite like what we've done with Centipede, with the pacing and the amount of bugs and the amount of stuff. And so, you know, I think there are, knowing what we know now, we might have made different choices in some of the design, but I'm absolutely thrilled that with the way both of the games turned out.
Mm-hmm.
Despite some of the technical challenges we had early on, the gameplay is fantastic. The visuals look, I think, second to none, and it's, I'm super excited to see what the reaction is when people get their hands on it.
All right, cool. Release date on that is?
I think all we're saying now is fall.
Okay, so we're still, that's what they told me at E3, so I guess we're still stuck there. Any idea on when we might find out?
I know exactly, but I'm not allowed to tell you.
all right. Is it,
You know, check with whoever set this up can give you what the official line is.
All right, but, fine.
I would, you know, it's certainly pre-holiday.
Okay, cool. Pre-holiday. I can roll with that. That's specific enough for me. So, anything else you want to add in before we finish this up?
I don't think so. I think we've got everything. Okay. But it's great talking to you. Definitely send me a link. I can't wait to see see the comments afterwards.
Absolutely. I will keep you posted, and certainly feel free to contact me if you want to interview about anything else, or just say hi. It's all good. So I will talk to you later. Thank you very much, Jonathan.
Nice meeting you, Austin.
Yep. Bye-bye.